When life gets too complex, one of the first parts of a healthy spiritual life to decline is reading. I talk to well-intentioned Christians almost every week who confess to growing piles of books by their reading chair, desk, nightstand, and other places, but who never have time to read. Reading for sheer enjoyment was long ago forsaken. Reading for Christian growth rarely happens. Most days, a few minutes in the Bible is all that's left of their reading. Those who love to learn and those who want to grow grieve the loss of reading like the loss of a close friend. "But what can I do?" they sigh. "There are only so many hours in a day." To these overwhelmed believers, I usually ask, "Do you think you could find the time to read one page of a book each day?" No one has ever told me they couldn't, no matter how busy they are or how many children they have. It might mean sneaking a page during a visit to the bathroom, sitting in the car an extra 1 or 2 minutes at the end of the morning or evening commute, or standing by the bed to read a moment before crashing into the pillow at night. By reading one page per day, you can read 365 pages in a year, or the equivalent of 2 full-length books. That may not sound like much, but it's far better than not reading at all. Moreover, by some accounts, this would place you above half the U.S. population in the number of books read each year. Furthermore, if you read just 2 books a year for the rest of your life, think of how many books you'd read if you lived to be 70 or 75. Add to these all the books you might read in your retirement years if you develop the habit of reading just a little each day now. By this means of just a page per day, I've seen mothers of multiple preschoolers, homeschooling moms, and overwhelmed executives alike plow through a book every month or two. It wasn't because they had any less to do. Rather, the secret lay in the simple discipline of making the commitment to read just one page. Invariably, of course, when they read one page, they decide to read more. The main problem was just getting to that first page. Once that was done, the rest was not only easy, but enjoyable as well. Get back to the simple pleasure of good reading, one page at a time. To read this and other chapters from Simplify Your Spiritual Life, stop by my website, www.biblicalspirituality.org.